Good morning, everybody. How are you? Here we are. This is our day number 4 in the Light Leader Power for Success and Mission Impact. So how has it been for you? You've been discussing these very potent aspects of yourself that live within you at all times. And that is your ability to direct, read, and build energy, life force, prana, chi, that is all around you and is you. And then you've learned much more about your intuition skills and your particular channels of intuition. And you've also learned about your soul purpose and the questions that can help you formulate a deeper understanding of the soul path journey you've already been on. And here we are on mission, which is when all of who you've become, all of you that has awarenesses of your passions and your longings to serve, to help, to be a part of the global upliftment, whatever that is for your unique desires, goes into the form of your mission. That's where we are now. And then yesterday, we were working on your asking questions of your soul in partnership with your soul. We did that on days 1 and day 2. And you were able to learn how to get answers, feel the presence of your soul with you, and receive information, gifts, in the form of gifts is how we did it, so that you could really have a good sense of what it is that you're getting from your soul at this time that you're ready to understand, that you're ready to perceive as being a important focus for you, an important medium for you, and an important way for you to know that you really and truly are moving in the direction of going deeper in a communication with your wisdom, with your true, true, true best friend, which is indeed your soul, and then your other best friends, which are your spirit guides, which is something that we will be talking a little bit more tomorrow. So now we're going to get ready for today's meditation. Are you ready? Let's just have you find yourself in a comfortable position. And if you want to have something to write with so that you can capture the thoughts and experiences, the nuances, the subtleties of what you might be receiving, you can go ahead and do that as well. Now what we'll do is take some deep, deep breaths and just relax. And if you want to, you can even give off a sigh on the exhale, so that you have a bodily engagement of just, yes, letting go. So breathing in deep into your belly, down deep into your pelvic girdle, and then sighing, exhale, and letting go. And breathing in deep, slow, luxurious breaths. That's right. And then just letting go. Perfect. And so we'll go into the scanning part where you send down your grounding cord from the base of your spine. And it is the width of your hips all the way around, a circular circumference, so that the platform, the grounding aspect of you, has this very formidable grounding cord that goes down deep into the earth. It connects to a large crystal, like a huge boulder or a huge crystal reef, and all of the energies that you're letting go of, the emotions, the thoughts, the things that are happening in your life. They all go down this grounding cord that you want to let go of, that's obsolete, that just simply just does not serve you anymore. And as it goes down the grounding cord and it accesses and contacts with that crystal, the energies become transformed and they become used by Mother Earth as food to nurture, to uplift, and to feed any beings that tap into that current deep into the earth. Deep earth dwellers and animals and humans that just might go that deep into the earth's core to access vital energy. And now you focus on the very top of your head, about a yard or two or three, and you see that large ball of light that is the symbol of your soul being close to you, a symbol of your soul being right there for your conscious and unconscious access. Now we'll call your soul home. And the way we do that is you intend that you bring back the energies from the future that have been scattered in all the things that you want to do sometime in the future, all the things that you are imagining are going to happen sometime in the future, and you just call it back into that ball of light so that you are becoming a very strong presence of now. And you call your soul home from the past, bringing your energies into the present time, right into that ball from the past. Energies from past experiences in this lifetime, as well as other lifetimes. And you're bringing it to the present so that you are available with all of your soul energy that you can command into the presence to create, to heal, to serve. Wonderful. And now this ball of light releases an elixir, a stream of healing force. As this light stream releases from the top of your head, it goes into the top of your head and slowly works its way down through your face, your neck, your shoulders. It slowly works its way through your body, the way water is poured into a glass. That's right. Wherever this energy goes, it heals, it brings about a balance, a harmony of energetic cohesiveness, so that you are returning more and more and more to your divine blueprint with which you were born and with which you return to the optimum expression of the spirit that you are in human form. Healing emotional impacts, mental impacts, healing even physical imbalances as you bring more light, more divine integrity into your body. The light starts to build up and exudes through the very pores of your skin, creating this luxurious but very strong bubble of protective light all around you, so that you now are in this divine cocoon of pearlescent, vibrant light above your head, below your feet, to all sides of you. This is now your shield, as well as a radar, so that you're able with practice to really determine what energies are born of yourself from your own emotions and thoughts and physical radiating energies, as well as those energies that are coming into your space from the outer world. Now it's time to meet your soul, and there is your light cylinder of the divine elevator, and you walk towards it. And as you do, you notice the impact of that remarkable divine light that is the elevator beam that has a consciousness unto itself. And you go into that elevator light and merge. And there you are. The elevator starts to lift up, 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 slowly but very securely. Lifting up. And you start to see clouds drifting by as you go higher. You see mystical, unusual, and interesting cities of spirit drifting by as you lift up, and then it stops. The doors open up, and you step out into this now familiar, ever exquisite meadow that expands and spans as far as your eyes can see. And there is that, it's like a couch, a bench, whatever your intuition shows you, that is waiting for you to be seated there, and you see a chair right next to it, which is where you're going to meet your soul the way you have for these past few days. And as you move towards that bench, you can start to feel that familiar presence coming closer. And as the moments go by, you start to relax even more. You start to feel a welling in your heart, because you know who that is. That is your precious soul coming to meet you. You sit down on the couch, and there is your soul. What does your soul look like today? How does your soul make you feel today? Your intuition is talking to you through your imagination of your inner sacred hearing, your inner sacred seeing, your inner sacred feeling. Now let's create your wonderful day. Together with your soul. And you ask, my beloved soul, what remarkable, magnificent accomplishment do we want to create today? And listen, feel, sense your soul's answer. And if you have any questions for your soul, ask your soul, what does that mean? Or tell me more. Or anything that comes to mind, to have an open communication with your soul about what you're going to create today. And the next question is, who will I become today to manifest and create and generate and gather up my creative genius to work with you, dear soul, to create this accomplishment today? Who will I become? And the next question, your soul alignment question, what do I need to let go of so that I can become this person? What attitudes, what habits, what beliefs, what actions, what tendencies do I need to let go of to embrace and embody and become this person? And think about what you're getting, and if you need to ask your soul any questions about how to let go, ask your soul. Now you ask the question, what do I need to add? What habits, what patterns, what thoughts, what priorities, what skills do I need to add to become this person so that I can create this marvelous day? And again, if you have any questions for your soul, ask your soul, what do I need to add and how? How do I add it? How? Good. And now we move into the feeling. Take a moment with your soul by your side. You can even see yourself closing your eyes as you sit on that couch. And imagine how you will feel by the end of today as you're getting ready to complete the day, go to bed, go to sleep, and just relax. How will you feel having accomplished this perfect day? And notice what pictures you feel coming into view and the emotions that you feel. The feelings that come with the pictures as the visuals activate emotional responses inside of you. Who will be there throughout your day? How will you feel knowing that you've created another wonderful day to the best of your ability? Where you keep calibrating yourself to be on purpose and on purpose and on purpose throughout the day. And you know that you're activating your energy field. You know that you're now broadcasting these powerful transmissions that carry the vibration of what you will accomplish today, bringing to you on the earth plane the people, places, and circumstances that you need to gather up and meet to create this day. You are activating your magnetic field, transmitting thoughts, emotions that then create reality in the earth plane. Beautiful. And you open your eyes with your soul beside you, and your soul has something special for you again today. Yesterday, your soul returned to you and reminded you of a lost, important part of yourself. And the day before that, your soul gave you the gift of whatever special energy formation your soul gave you that would help you create that day. Now, today is focusing on your mission. And your soul has in its hands a little treasure chest. It's little, but it's deep. It's little, however, it is magnetic, and it draws out of you all the fears that you have about letting go of whatever you believe keeps you small, keeps you afraid of knowing your mission in the deepest details, fears of knowing your mission and then living your mission, fears of being visible with your mission, fears of the impact that you will have on your world as you live and share your mission, fears about anything that are somehow linked to you knowing, living, embracing, sharing your mission. Even if you don't know what those fears are, you can start to feel this magnetic pull going on. And it's coming from that treasure chest, even though it's just this small little thing that sits in the palm of your soul's hands. And as it draws out, you can see the darkness, the grays and the blacks and the murky colors lifting out of your aura, out of your energy field, and going into this treasure chest, which has its own alchemical purification component. So the energies that are leaving you are becoming transformed and transmuted into the very energies you need to find your mission clarity, to gather up the resources to bring forth your mission, and to keep you confident, grounded, and clear about your mission as the days progress. It is magic how these energies that are lifting out of you, they're still being pulled out of you, become the rugged energies that you don't want, transformed into the diamonds of wisdom, motivation, clarity, confidence, courage, leadership, as you become aware of your light leader mission with each passing day. You let go of as much as your higher self, your soul, can handle for one sitting. And in the days to come, each day you can let go of more and more and more, because we are layers of energy. We are layers of experience. We can't just let it all go all at once, because that will create too much of a healing crisis in our integration and our balance. You're letting go enough that you can right now. Beautiful. Notice how you feel with all of this deep, energetic purification that has taken place. Your soul sets down that little box, that wonder box, that defines that which you are allowing yourself to free out of you, so that you are free to be the mission leader you came here to do in this lifetime. Your soul sets it down, and it's getting time for you to now use all that mojo, use all that space, all that lightness of being to create your day, keeping in mind your memories of your mission understandings. So your soul comes to you and hugs you. The energies of your soul fills you up and fills the vacuum spaces from where you left and purged yourself of fears that just do not support the person that you are at your core. You are now being healed and filled and activated by your soul as your soul hugs you. And now you exchange your goodbyes, your gratitudes, and you are so grateful, because not everybody has this ability to actually know their soul, meet their soul, communicate with their soul, but you do. You do. And so your soul now steps away. Of course, your soul is always with you on the earth plane. However, your attention now comes back to that pillar of light, your elevator in front of you. And you step inside. You go and you start to feel that slow but firm, secure moving down to return to the earth plane. And as you go down, you see those mystical cities flooding by, going down, coming closer to the earth plane, down, down, down. And you see the lights and you see the clouds flitting by. You start to feel the energetics of the earth plane, very different, much more solid and dense than where you've been. And now your cylinder stops, the doors open, and here you are. Now you are freed up. Can you feel it? And you have more energy, you have more ability, access your creativity and your motivation to create your day and to start to look for signs of your mission calling to you, and you finding ways to get greater clarity about your mission, as well as to start acting on your mission even today. Now, tomorrow, we're going to have more of a conversation about what to do next and for you to get ready to set up your time to talk to me, because you did have a 30-minute activation clarity conversation as part of this challenge. So we definitely want to get you ready for that. And in the meantime, if you have any questions for me, you can email me at info@entrepreneursoulcoach.com. Also, in this Facebook group, there are those links to two deeper dive trainings that I've mentioned. These are one-hour trainings that I taught in my Soul Purpose Success Rockstar membership program so that you can deeper your skills that go way past this challenge and start to up-level your intuition skills. There's a training on intuition, as well as to start learning how to use these intuition skills to get information on a day-to-day basis for just your day-to-day life. The other training is on being a light leader, and all the information is right there. If you have any questions for me about that, just email me, and you can put in the subject line, trainings, and I'll know what you're referring to. Just simple word in the subject line when you email me that says trainings. All right, then, you'll be getting your replay link later today in an email. And you'll be getting your training on mission today. So I leave you with this feeling of you can do it. This is what you came here to do in this lifetime. So let's get this party started in terms of going off into your day happy, clear, confident, knowing your worth, knowing how much you are needed, and looking for the signs from your intuition as to what to do next to act on your intuition. Sending you lots of love. Bye for now.